What's the word on Main Street? I'm glad you asked. Sarah Pebworth here with a look ahead at the week's offerings in the visual and literary arts. Do you need a little motivation to make some art? The Healthy Island Project. An island here is Deer Isle, not MDI. The Healthy Island Project is seeking small art with big heart. They're collecting postcard-sized original artwork, 4x6, for their biggest fundraiser of the year. Here's how it works. You create no more than 3 pieces, all 4x6 in size, like a large postcard, and no more than a half inch deep. We donate the work to the Healthy Island Project, and they sell them at their summer gala. You have until July 17th to submit, but why wait? You can find all the details and the form you gotta fill out at healthyislandproject.org. Can your card be a painting? Yes. Collage? Sure. Photograph? Absolutely. Can it be wood, metal, glass, cloth? Yes. All are welcome as long as they aren't oversized or too chubby. healthyislandproject.org. It's for a good cause, people. Just do it. Today, 7 p.m., the Reversing Falls Sanctuary is hosting that evening of music, stories, and celebration I mentioned last week. The event, celebrating 250 years of joyful resistance, features storyteller Becky McCall, who's the wife of the late Rob McCall, who has a show on this very radio station. The artist Robert Shetterly will be there with several of his Americans Who Tell the Truth portraits, and some of those truth-tellers might be there in person. For more information on tonight's event and the gallery in Brooksville, reversingfalls.org. The Belfast Maskers one-act festival ends this weekend. Here's your last chance to see work by 4 main playwrights, one of whom is WERU's very own Eddie Adelman, who hosts Soundings on Saturday mornings. Tickets and info are available at belfastmaskers.com. Art fair season has begun. You can head to the Village Green in Southwest Harbor today and tomorrow, to see work by more than 30 artists. More details? islandartassociation.com. Are you going to be in Blue Hill this month? Stop by the Co-op Cafe and check out the artwork by the mother-son duo, Sonia and Alex Taransky. In the past, Sonia has focused on jewelry and printmaking. She turned to landscape painting in recent years. Her son Alex is an artist who specializes in balanced stone sculptures. For him, this began as a therapeutic practice. Balancing stones is an ephemeral art that can only exist indefinitely through digital documentation. Every composition you'll see is composed of pure balance. There's no welding or glue involved. Some of these photographs come with a QR code linking to a video showing Alex building the stack, the balance falling in slow motion, nature interacting with the sculpture, or close-up angles revealing the fragile balance points. Go to bluehill.coop, Art in the Cafe, to see some of the work and links to the artists' websites. Speaking of Blue Hill, come to the Creative District tomorrow from 11 to 4 for a block party. Juniper, full of curated clothing, books, accessories, and vintage finds, is turning 2 and joining forces with Working Loose, a multidisciplinary art gallery, event space, and concept shop. Working Loose is celebrating its second anniversary, too, and is hosting a Bizarre Bazaar with featured vendors offering vintage clothing, handmade goods, fine art, ceramics, antiques, textiles, and more. This full-on neighborhood celebration takes place from 11 to 4 downtown Blue Hill. One last Blue Hill event. It's the Flash in the Pans Pan Dance, Monday night, June 15th, 7:30 to 9 at the Blue Hill Town Park. Why am I talking about a pan dance? Because it's a fundraiser for the Word Festival coming up in October. You can dance to the steel drums and support a good cause. The Waldo Theater in Waldoboro is producing Don't Dress for Dinner, a fast and funny farce about a dinner party that goes wonderfully off the rails. Performances are this weekend and next. Plus, they've partnered with Veggies to Table, the Newcastle nonprofit farm that donates everything they grow to neighbors facing hunger. 100% of proceeds from raffles and silent auctions offered at all 4 shows will benefit their work. For more information about Don't Dress for Dinner, go to thewaldotheater.org. This has been Sarah Pebworth with What's the Word on Main Street?